Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. And I welcome back Dominic, although I saw you over the course of the weekend. And of course, we're welcoming back Fancy Brian from the happiest place in the world, is it? Or just America?
Happiest place on earth is what they call it.
Oh, Disneyland. It's a little sadder that you've left the premises, my big buddy.
I'm not entirely sure, but all right.
You know, the audience is really enjoyed the end drops today, or at least I have. It's good to have you back. Evan, lightly screening the phone calls here with me and Madison at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I was regaling the audience, those that missed the Fox News appearance.
Yeah?
I didn't burn it down, man. I let them down. I let the audience
down.
Oh, that's
all right, man.
I didn't have, you know, the right topic because I had one of two thoughts. I either wanted to give him the Maria Bartiromo treatment, you know, like, can't you give me all the answers like you do for Trump? I want the Maria Bartiromo treatment, something of that effect. Or the other alternative, if they asked me about the disinformation board, I had sold myself right on the concept of calling Fox News a disinformation network. I was prepared to do that on live TV.
I get it, man. Well, the good news is, you know, after a fun night out, you didn't crap the bed. You didn't blow it up, but, you know, it was a fine enough interview for 5.5 minutes.
Oh, man. I was hammered about 5.5 minutes before I went on air with Fox News. It was a long night. You know, I was home by midnight. I did tip the Uber driver well.
Yeah, excellent. It was a glorious evening, and it's a glorious day. Fancy Brian, welcome back. I hope the testicle tanning has worked out for you down in Florida. You look pretty fun, buddy. And Evan, our fair audience, thank you for joining us. Creed, I got to tell you, after yes. Saturday, great time. Great to see you and most of the college buddies. Joe
Leakers.
Chad, come on, man. But today, man, right back at it, seeing the news and breaking, some convictions from the treasonous traitors, the assaulters, those who attacked the Capitol. Let's jump into just a couple of them.
Are we talking about just Senate nominees that Trump has endorsed?
Yeah,
there's
right.
Lots
no.
of allegations against
no,
lots
of people.
No, this
is entirely separate. This does not include those people. From the AP, Thomas Weber, a 20-year NYPD veteran, was the first Crudy Capitol riot defendant to be tried on an assault charge and the first to present a jury with a self-defense argument.
And then they pulled out the videotape of him kicking a cop, right?
Jurors deliberated for less than 3 hours before they convicted Webster of all six counts in his indictment, including a charge that he assaulted Metropolitan Police Department officers with a dangerous weapon, that being a metal flagpole. The assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison, although sentencing guidelines likely will recommend a significantly shorter prison term. Webster, 56, testified that he was trying to protect himself from a rogue cop who punched him in the face. So apparently Black Lives Matter. He also accused the officer of instigating the confrontation. Yeah, get out of here, you guys. You can't come in. He testified, the cop, that he did not punch or pick a fight with Webster as a violent mob attacked the Capitol, disrupting Congress, yada, yada. Two jurors spoke to reporters after the verdict, said videos capturing the officer's assault from multiple angles were crucial evidence to rebut Webster's self-defense argument. A quote, I guess we're all surprised that he would even make that defense argument, said a juror who spoke on the condition of anonymity. There is no dissension among us at all. We unanimously agreed that there was no self-defense argument at all. So that didn't stack up a conviction. Let's see if we have.
Well, he should have caught the Rittenhouse jury, apparently.
I don't see what the time is, but there's another conviction today as well. This one from NBC News. Kevin,
I thought
Creek,
that was a sentencing. The second story you referenced.
Yes,
already
this is
convicted.
The sentencing.
Now
already,
it's time,
yes, correct,
to pay the man,
and he is paying with some time. Kevin Creek, a 47-year-old Marine, sentenced to 27 months in prison for assaulting officers on January 6th. He was arrested in June, pled guilty in December, as Crudy mentioned, when he admitted to striking a D.C. police officer in the hand, pushing a Capitol police officer, and kicking the same officer. At sentencing, Creek apologized to the officers and to his family. I take full responsibility. I went to D.C. with just the intention of going to the rally with some friends. It was very impulsive what I did. It was very bad judgment.
He got caught up in the
moment.
In the bully, the ballyhoo going on.
I know I have to be punished for this. I'm truly sorry.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
The judge said she believed Creek's apology was genuine and heartfelt, but she said he still committed a serious felony offense by participating in the unprecedented attack on the Capitol. They noted that in court filings last week that Creek brought a first aid kit, mace, a boot knife, and binoculars to D.C. And decided to go toe-to-toe with the officers. Quote, he came to D.C. prepared for violence. He made a deliberate choice to join this large, out-of-control crowd at the Capitol. He was determined to get to the front line, even though his friends stayed behind. So it goes on and on, but 27 months, man. I mean, that's some good time.
Well,
I'm okay
with that.
That's
more than a slap on the wrist
for
hitting a guy in the hand, apparently.
Right.
Well, that guy happens to be a cop, though. Apparently, he wasn't one of those peaceful, patriotic sort of protesters that Ron Johnson keeps talking about. Must be
no weapons, a knife, I guess a boot knife. That doesn't count. I mean, what a boot knife? You know, come on. You're going to go to the Capitol with a boot knife? This is how you're going to protest? And again, I got to say, anybody that showed up to that Capitol with, you know, some sort of armor on, well, they knew what was down. It's like the Red Wedding, of course. So the good news, this is great news. We have, you know, convictions, of course. Now we have sentencing, a pretty heavy sentence for one of these POSs involved in this. And this other guy, you know, claiming self-defense, 3 hours convicted. Also the RNC, Crudy, perhaps you got to this earlier today, RNC and the Salesforce issue, you know, of course, J6 wanting to get access to the emails. Did the fundraising emails from the RNC, was this helpful for the rioters? Well, I would certainly think so. RNC was fighting it. They, according to the judge, they have to turn that info, at least Salesforce does. Now, they're going to give them a few days to perhaps go appeal that. But again, a little small victories. I'm feeling good about this stuff. Crudy, and of course, Trump, well, he just wants to shoot people in the legs. Can't you just shoot him in the legs? You got to be kidding me, man.
I know. I had to lead with that. The new reporting from the book by Mark Esper, former, defense secretary, cabinet-level secretary under Donald Trump. He was subsequently fired. I heard Trump only hired the best people, but apparently he also got around to firing most of them, including Mark Esper. And Mark Esper's book was vetted multiple times by different members of the Pentagon, four-star generals, whatever. And many of them, apparently, at least according to the reporting I had seen, bore witness to the same event. And the event you allude to, Dominic, Donald Trump asking to have protesters shot after the death of George Floyd in the Black Lives Matter protests that happened in D.C., wanted them shot. Not killed, just maimed.
Just maimed. Yeah, just maimed them a little bit.
Shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the leg.
What did he say? And I did do a little reading on this today once, because it was somewhat familiar to me. I mean, I think I kind of remember at the time there was some, you know, debate, controversy, of course, there always was with Trump, but specifically about violence with the protesters. And I did find a tweet from May 29th of 2020 where he referenced when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Oh, you're talking about Trump back when he had a Twitter account?
Yeah, back when he had a Twitter account. Of course, that was flagged back then, eventually kicked off. But
you can't
yeah,
see
I mean,
that?
That's
you
Trump.
Shouldn't encourage the shooting?
No, he wasn't encouraging shooting. He just said it was a fact. That was his defense from the Business Insider.
Which brings us back to the Rittenhouse and the justifiable homicide, the self-defense claims that apparently stood up for him. 844-967-2789. The gang's all back. We got Mark on the phones. Welcome back, Mark, from the SAC. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Yeah, not much. Michael gave him a man that even an inflatable dummy can't love. That it is just incredible that this, you know, Gableman is just, you know, Voss has got to have no character at all if he, you know, didn't immediately go out and fire Gableman today. That because Gableman stabs him in the back.
The only reason he hired Gableman was to keep Trump from kicking his ass. Rhetorically, right? Directing the crazy MAGA crowd, maybe endorsing his primary opponent. So, I mean, anything he gets from Gableman, Brutus.
Wasn't Gableman on the steps of the Capitol with Voss's primary opponent, who then called Voss a treasonous traitor?
Well, he didn't correct him.
Can we just say it, Mark? Can we say it? The Republican Party is in disarray. I mean, they're fighting each other to be who's. It is insanity what's going on in the Republican Party. Let's say it. Do you agree with me, Mark? Is the Republican Party in disarray?
Yes, I agree. They're in complete disarray because none of them can stand up to Donald Trump. And when they actually stand and make a peep about Donald Trump kind of shakes his tiny fist that's indicative of something else, you know, to show that. How tough he is, and but the Republicans have no intestinal fortitude at all. I mean, absolutely none. And Michael Gableman, the yap about all these things are supposed to be nonpartisan. Michael Gableman was a partisan from the start. Back in after the election, he talked about that Trump won and Biden lost, and this is just but he's just a scam artist from the first. And if he's setting up for a Supreme Court run, it's time to get ready to kick his ass. Come next spring. I mean, when Rogan Sack leaves, wind up a good candidate and crush the Republicans.
Crush them like bugs. I'm crushing your head, Gableman. You know, he's got a big head. I don't know if I could do it with the fingers, you know, like Kids in the Hall style. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
If I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?